Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Lisa Klotz, senior social worker at King David High School in Linksfield. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Positive Media Day today. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good, thank God. How are you on this Positive Media Day?
Feeling positively positive. But hold on. So media gets a really bad rap. And when I look at the stats, it is quite frightening. In fact, I want to go to it. I see that the average daily time spent on social media is 142 minutes a day. That's a lot.
Oh my gosh, that's frightening.
I know. I've started doing my own calculation.
Me too. I'm trying to work it out in my head. Mm-hmm. I'll ask the maths department when I get to school.
Right. Okay, fine. So how do we try and be positively impacted and not negatively?
So what I think is interesting is, I don't know if it's just my algorithm that's worked out on Instagram, but I seem to have only positive things on my feed. I have puppies, gender reveals, and babies, and wedding dresses, which is so bizarre because I know what a bad rap Instagram gets.
Yes.
So I think it does depend what you are searching for. But what is interesting is at the school, we really are trying as much as we can to promote positive mental health, to look at ways that we can support the pupils. So a few weeks ago, we had the team from the Tara Eating Disorder Unit come and address our grades 8 to 11.
Well, that sounds like a load of laughs.
Sorry?
I said that sounds like a load of laughs.
But what was interesting is they didn't speak about eating disorders in their talk.
Oh,
they
brilliant.
Came to promote positive mental health.
Oh, wow.
And
I love that.
And one of the things that they said was the impact of social media and how these fitness influencers and these fat diets, that is what the problem is, more than people searching chat rooms for fellow sufferers of anorexia nervosa. They really came from a positive point of view, which was amazing to hear.
That is interesting. In fact, what I did some time back is I noticed that my Facebook was full of really miserable stuff. And then when I joined Instagram, I actually made sure not to include any new sites on Instagram, because I thought that one is exactly as you say, about puppies and about travel and homes and interesting destinations and whatever I wanted to that was recreational. And by dividing my social media accounts, I actually found that it was actually quite helpful to me.
Very. I mean, it's crazy to think that it is all based on an algorithm and that algorithm can determine your mood for the day.
Yeah, it does. And Twitter particularly, just because, I mean, Mukundi thinks he's being abused. He isn't. He's got to come spend a day on my Twitter timeline and he'll see what real abuse is. But but Twitter is as well a very, very toxic place. Are you finding that your students are on Twitter, or is their main social media still Instagram and TikTok?
Definitely not Twitter. Instagram, TikTok, and they're still very big on Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat's still a thing.
It's still a thing. They won't go on Facebook. They said old people, their grannies are all on Facebook.
Wow. I've never been so offended in my life. So Facebook is just not for the young and trendy. Is that what you say?
No, but Snapchat is still very much a thing.
Oh, dear. Okay. So what message do we give our kids? Because these things, social media is real. It exists. It's an absolutely vital part of their lives. We can't will it away because it's here. How do we guide our kids through this process? Because half the time they're not even realizing when you talk about, the dangers that for example, the Tara Center might have spoken about. Those are very, very real dangers. How do we deal with that?
I think that it's important that they know what the purpose of social media is for. If they have the basis that it's coming from a perspective of communication, connection, knowing who they are, what they're about, it's so much more. We don't need a positive media day. Every day can be a positive social media day. We don't need to have one day where we are flooding our feeds with puppies and the travel and the beautiful homes. it's about their interests. And if their interests are positive, that's what the algorithm should reflect.
So that's also fascinating, because maybe then you encourage them to search things that, if they happen to like swimming or mountain climbing or whatever that would be, start making sure that those algorithms are talking to those things, because if they are following certain posts, then they'll see more of those types of things, which is quite healthy.
Absolutely, it would make sense. But then on the other hand, you know, if they're searching things that are making them uncomfortable, they are very exposed to things in the world. They are a bit delayed developmentally because of 2 years in lockdown, but they are much more exposed than they used to be in the past, because they had all the time to be on their phones and on their computers and searching for information, finding things out, which normally at their age they wouldn't know before.
Yeah.
So it's about balancing that. And also, I mean, my work at the school is so inspired by Brené Brown, and she talks about toxic positivity, which is
also a thing.
You know, it can't all just be the rainbows and butterflies.
Right.
If there are difficult things happening for them, they do have access to information, they can find it out, but they need to be able to process it properly afterwards. They need to be able to talk about it, have a conversation with their parents, come and talk to me, Meryl, with others in the counselling department, because they have the information, but it's important what they do with it.
Absolutely right. It is 8:18. Lisa Klotz, a senior social worker at King David High School, Lingsfield, talking to us about media and positivity. Thank you for that.